Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Pakistan survived an early scare against tournament newcomers Afghanistan to win their Asia Cup clash in Fatullah by 72 runs and take their first victory of the competition. They lost their opening match to Sri Lanka by 12 runs 2 days ago and were in trouble early on at 117 for 6 before Umar Akmal's unbeaten 102 steered them to 248 for 8. Afghanistan made a good start to their run chase before falling away dramatically as Pakistan spinners took 6 wickets between them to bowl the debutants out for 176. Afghanistan next play hosts Bangladesh on Saturday in a game between the two sides that have lost their only game so far, while Sunday sees arch-rivals India and Pakistan clash. India plays Sri Lanka in tomorrow's game. Bangladesh won the plates competition of the ICC Under-19 World Cup for the fourth time, while India beat the West Indies to finish fifth in all four sides' final games of this year's tournament. Bangladesh beat New Zealand by 77 runs to end the competition in ninth place. India finished fifth after beating the West Indies by 46 runs, and there were also wins for Afghanistan and Zimbabwe. Afghanistan finished in 7th by beating Sri Lanka by 5 wickets and Zimbabwe beat the United Arab Emirates by 84 runs in the 11th place playoff. Tomorrow, England meet Australia in the 3rd 4th place game. Australian batsman David Warner has been fined 15% of his match fee after making comments suggesting AB de Villiers was ball tampering during the second test in Port Elizabeth. He's pleaded guilty to an ICC charge of making an inappropriate comments about de Villiers, breaching Article 217 of the ICC Code of Conduct. Warner accepted the punishment given to him by match referee Roshan Mahanamar, and as such there was no requirement for a formal hearing.